your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Good evening and welcome to the Sports Maverick Show with the Oprah of Sports, Ida Moyet. Now, the Sports Mavericks.
Welcome to the Sports Maverick Show. This is Ida Moyet, your host, and we have got an exciting show for you tonight. We have two special guests with us tonight, and of course, one name will be very familiar to you, and that's Coach Tom Shaw, the Speed Wizard. We're going to talk about what he has been doing recently. Of course, a lot of you know that after Katrina, he moved from New Orleans to his new home, which is at Disney, the Wild World of Sports, and he's been doing some really great things there, and we want to hear all about that. In addition to that, we have with us a very special guest. She is the first minority ever to become an orthopedic surgeon in the United States, and her name is Dr. Claudia Thomas. And again, just to give you a few of her accolades here, of course, Dr. Thomas received her MD degree from Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine, and of course went on to go to her training in Yale. And in 1980, she actually became not only the first female graduate of Yale Orthopedics Program, but the first Afro-American female orthopedic surgeon in the United States. Dr. Thomas then went on to complete a trauma fellowship at Shock Trauma Center for University of Maryland. And today, of course, still works with Johns Hopkins, but her specific field right now is that she's a specialist on knees and talking about knees and soft tissues and injuries. And, of course, you know, in sports, knee pain can be one of the number one problems that athletes complain about. But what I want to do right now is going to introduce Tom Shaw and welcome back to Sports Maverick. Tom, welcome back to Sports Maverick.
Thanks for having me.
You've been away too long, Tom. And, of course, you know, I get letters and emails constantly from, you know, athletes that have gone on to the NFL, some gone on to basketball, and their parents thanking me for having you on because all the different secrets of the trade that you shared, a lot of them were able to even take it to their universities and get new programs instituted, as well as become more conscious of why speed was so important in the field, of course, of sports. Now, Tom, you've been up to a lot of great things. I read about you all the time. I'm so proud to know you. And, of course, you're no stranger to the blue-chip prospects and first-round draft choices of various different sports. Of course, you had Reggie Bush. You had Santonio Holmes, tackle Brickenshaw Ferguson, and, of course, to name a few. And, like, going back to the past, think about the Tom Brady's, the Peyton Manning's, the Michael Vick, Daron Kurtz, and a lot of people contribute their success to the initial training that they receive from you. So that's a lot. But let's just talk about being in old breezy Florida for the first time, because you're a native of Newport Richey, I understand.
Yes, I am. I went to high school in Newport Richey, Florida, and went to college at Oklahoma and then transferred and finished up at Central Michigan. And then after that, I took a job at Florida State and actually coached at Hudson High School for 5 years and then took a job at Florida State University.
So, okay. Now, at Florida State, you did some tremendous things, and why don't you share that with our audience?
Well, I was the speed and conditioning coach, and I was the assistant track coach at Florida State for 9.5 years, and we had some good years then on football. We lost 9 games in 9.5 years, so we were pretty successful during those years.
Now, there is a T-shirt that has SPARQ on it, and it's a Nike-sponsored organization, and it's for one, they call you one of the 6 master trainers. Tell everybody what that SPARQ means.
Spark is a program that was developed from my company, SAQ, which was Speed, Agility, and Quickness. And now Nike has bought Spark, and Nike is taking it to another level with the commercials and bringing athletes in and then actually paying the athletes to market and promote it, and they sell equipment. But Spark stands for Speed, Power, Agility, Reaction, and Quickness. So it's a it's a training component that athletes can use. They could set up their own training programs. Coaches could use it. Athletes could. They're being tested. I think that was one of the big things that I was seeing around the country, is that kids that weren't getting it, having an opportunity, you know, the same opportunities that some of these companies, Scout and Rivals.com, all of these high school programs, that they'll rate kids. And, you know, we have some kids that I would say he's got to be a lot better than that kid that's ranked so high. Well, now Spark has a testing program that when you test at a Spark event, that you have some protocol that you go through. You'll run the 40-yard dash. You'll do a standing long jump. You'll do a vertical jump. You'll do different events at the Spark event, and then you'll get a Spark rating. And your Spark rating is 92.3, and this other kid has a 77. He's being recruited by 30 schools, and you're being recruited by none. Well, you beat him in everything that he's done, and it puts you on the map with some schools. There's a kid named Jeremy Brown from Fort Wayne, Indiana, that had no scholarship offers. And he came to the Disney Wide World of Sports, came here, had an opportunity to work at a Spark event, ran 4.58 in the 40-yard dash. He had a pretty good powerball throw. He had a 36-inch vertical jump. All of a sudden, this kid, he's got 30 offers from universities. He has the second highest Spark rating in the country, and he didn't have any offers. Alabama offered, LSU offered, University of Notre Dame offered. So he was starting to get a lot of offers just because he had that good Spark rating. Once they got his DVD and seen that he's a football player, everyone offered him. Once they said, hey, this kid, we didn't even know anything about him because he's out of school, that they didn't send any information out for these kids. So now these kids can go to these Spark events and end up getting timed, and Rivals is involved in all the Nike events, all the Spark events. You go to sparktraining.com and get an opportunity to see where those events are, and then you just sign up. They're free. And that's the difference between our camps and other camps, is we're trying to help the kids get exposed. Other camps, you know, they want the $50 that you pay them to test them, and then the information doesn't go very far. With these camps, everyone gets them. Every university gets a copy of the information and the results. Every Nike school gets a copy of those results. So
unbelievable. Now, I look back at some of the people that you've been involved with. Some of these kids that you actually meet getting ready to go to the draft, I think you meet them in high school, and there's a relationship that has developed over time. Talk a little bit about that. Why is it important to basically build relationships in this business?
Well, I think once kids have an opportunity to see what you've done, it's all about, you know, how well you do with the next kid. This is a business of results. And if you don't produce, kids will see that, and there's an opportunity that you're going to drop, and you won't be labeled as high as you are. You know, we had Craig Buster Davis, LaRon Landry. We've had a few kids from LSU. We had a few kids from Florida State. And it's a performance-driven business. They have to perform, or else they're never going to come back to you. So I think that's a big part of anybody training nowadays. I was talking to a friend of mine from New Orleans, George Gallegos, just today, and he was talking about, you know, our athletes are better today than they were 10, 15, 20 years ago. And he said, name some of the best athletes that that have potential right now. Who are some of the best? And he was expecting me to say, like, Deion Sanders and Michael Vick and Aeneas Williams. He was expecting to say some of the blasts from the past names, but the kids that I'm saying were Calvin Johnson, who's a freak. You know, Dominic Rogers Cromartie from East Tennessee got drafted in the first round to Arizona.
Yes,
he wasn't even on anybody's board. He ran 4.29 at the combine. Chris Johnson, who ran 4.24 at the combine. Some of these kids are, you know, they're like Dominic Rogers Cromartie is a Hall of Famer, and I've never said that. I never said that about Terrell Buckley, Michael Vick, Deion Sanders. I never said that. This kid is a potential Hall of Famer. I mean, I see freakish ability with that kid.
So So what you're saying is that that individual not only has the combination of the speed, the power, the agility, reaction, and quickness, he's got the X factor. And what do you see that X factor is? Is that going beyond the, you know, the call of duty to get that, or is that just something natural? Because a lot of times people say that it's 50% hereditary and 50% determination. I mean, because even though you may be great one day, in order to become a great Hall of Famer, you've got to be on every single game, I guess. You got to produce every single game.
Yeah, I think a good thing, I think the reason my friend was asking me that is that, you know, how are these kids so much better now? And I think it's because they train at such a young age. These kids are training, now they start training at 8, 9, 10, 11. Now they're coming up through programs that are well-rounded programs when they're training. You know, they're training at a young age. Now these kids are developing at an early age. You get an opportunity to see them for a long period of time where you could actually see numbers and see how much better they're getting over the years. And I think that's a big part of why. Now, determination, hard work. I've seen some kids with great ability. I mean, great ability. And they are not, they're on a scale of 1 to 10, they might be a 4 or 5 as a person, but a 10 or 11 on the athletic ability, that never works in the NFL because you have to deal with too many people. There's too many coaches on that staff, and you rub a couple of them wrong. Everybody in the NFL knows each other, so once you're cut, I mean, you'll struggle. Unless you have super ability where you can bounce around for a couple more years, but if you're not a good person, constantly on each team, they'll just start cutting you, and then no one will take you. So you usually get 2 to 3 chances. After that, it's over for you.
So here's the other factor. You've got to obviously have some integrity in the game. You've got to have the ability to be able to get along with people. Is that part of it? Or your ability to be coachable, is that part of it?
You have to be coachable. You have to be able, you know, integrity is a big part of football. They have to be able to rely on you for whatever you're doing, both on and off the field. You have to be a leader in the community. And I think teams are starting to get away from those guys, the thugs. Some still, you know, it doesn't matter. You're still going to make teams. But, you know, with the New England Patriots, if you've ever touched a woman, Mr. Kraft, it doesn't matter. You are not allowed to draft a guy that's ever had a spouse abuse or anything. They'll cut you the next day.
And the next day,
if Tom Brady hit his girlfriend, we cut him the next day.
Well, you know what, folks? We're going to have to go to a break right now, but we're going to be back with Tom Shaw. We're talking about speed, power, agility, reaction, and quickness, and then X factor, integrity in the game. And at the same time, we have a special guest with us, Dr. Claudia Thomas, and we're going to bring in here and talk a little bit about knees and prevention of knee injuries. This is Ida Moy, your host. You're listening to the Sports Maverick Show.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neal. He's at
tough
the
shot.
Got it with 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
In a landscape dominated by male talk show hosts, the Sports Maverick Show with host Ida Moyer, a.k.a. the Oprah of sports, has consistently offered a new dimension to sports since the year 2000. Ida's new five-part CD series entitled Survival Guide for Student Athletes from High School, College to the Pros is a must-have for every parent with an elite athlete. The Sports Maverick Show is where the best gets better on and off the field. Order your survival guide today. Log on to www.pro-readycoach.com. That's PROREADYCOACH.com. Pro-readycoach.com.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure.
There's this girl I kind of like.
Say no more.
You just have to impress her. Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
You know, desks, chairs, people, grunt if you have to.
grunt?
Yeah, be like, there you go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
You are listening to the Sports Maverick Show with Ida Moyer. If you would like to join the conversation today, please call now. The number is 1-866-472-5787. That's 1-866-472-5787. Now, back to the Sports Mavericks.
Welcome back to the Sports Maverick Show. It's Ida Moyer, and we've got a very exciting program for you tonight. If you're just tuning in, we are actually talking to Coach Tom Shaw from Disney Wide World of Sports. He is a wizard, speed wizard coach. And everyone, if you haven't heard about him, go just Google him. You'll hear a lot about all the wonderful first-round draft choices that he has made their dreams come true. We also have in the studio with us Dr. Claudia Thomas, who is a specialist on athletes' knees, and she is an orthopedic surgeon and has an illustrious background in working with Johns Hopkins and also in private practice. I want to welcome you, Coach, back to the show and bring in Dr. Thomas. Welcome you both back to the show.
Thank you.
Well, Tom, you know, we know that New Orleans was dear to your heart and to your wife's heart, and then Katrina came and you found yourself looking for a new home. Tell me how you actually came to arrive at Disney Sports and become, obviously you just got a new 7-year contract. Congratulations to you. So tell me how that all came about. I know Reggie Williams from his days at Cincinnati Bengals, and we stay in touch quite a bit, and he says this was a win-win opportunity. So tell me a little bit about how it came about.
Well, after Katrina hit, and it's pretty much devastated our facility and the housing was disintegrated, so we couldn't put our athletes in any of the hotels because the majority of them were closed, and then the restaurants where people were eventually starting to come back. So I had to leave New Orleans to try to find a place, and it was only supposed to be for a year, but I ended up hooking up with Reggie Williams, and he ended up with Jeff Sturgeon, allowing us to come train our athletes at Disney's Wide World of Sports, and it's turned out to be a great situation, you know, for all of us. And we've hooked up with different facilities and nutritionalists and orthopedic surgeons and chiropractors from all over the area at Disney. And I think it's been a great win-win situation for Disney because they get an opportunity to see. We had 7 first-round draft choices. All 7 of them were on ESPN. They were on ABC. They were on ESPN, the magazine. They were on Sports Illustrated. So it's always a win-win situation when you mention those athletes are training at Disney's Wide World of Sports. Glenn Dorsey throughout the first pitch of the Braves game. And so Calvin Johnson last year, the year before it was Jay Cutler. So I think we've brought professional athletes that are training there. Ike Taylor moved from New Orleans to the Orlando area, and he's actually moved here because I've trained Ike since he's been in 7th grade. And Ike's a great story. He's another one of those kids from New Orleans that had an opportunity to play. He's got a second contract. He signed a $33 million contract last year with the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's a great kid. He's been like a son to me. He moved right here to Orlando, and I couldn't believe, you know, that I'll have an opportunity to work with Ike for the rest of his career. And he's got 2 more bites at the apple, so he has the potential of signing 2 more big contracts. So I don't think Ike's going to be hurting very much.
Yeah, he's a pretty exciting guy to watch on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, just describe to us this facility. I understand I've been there several times, but I wasn't aware they had 10 football fields.
Yeah, there's at least 10 football fields out there. They're trying to build more. There's the new director of Disney's Wide World of Sports is Ken Potrock, and he's trying to take it to a new level. They're just building a brand new milk house, which will be 8 full basketball courts inside. They're also thinking about building an indoor facility, like it's called a summit structure, that's like the New England Patriots and the Dallas Cowboys indoor facility, so at a 120-yard indoor field that we'll have access to. So we're excited about the improvements that Disney's making. And then we also have an opportunity to jump on board. Disney also has the NFL or the NBA, their combine. So Disney's making a big, big push. And by the way, it's not going to be called Disney's Wide World of Sports. As of today, it's going to be called the ESPN Sports.
Oh, so, as of today.
As of today, they're changing the name.
Wow. So ESPN has made their mark. And for you out there, Disney actually owns ESPN? And obviously, what Tom was talking about is that by training there, you're exposed to ESPN. And so I'm sure that gives them great stories to watch what you're doing there at Disney as well. And exciting. And I know it's been hard for your wife giving up New Orleans, but we're going to do something to make her feel more at home. We have to get together with her and show her there's some great shopping in Orlando. But also there's some great people in Orlando, so she need not be alone and be away from family. Now, one thing I wanted to ask you, we've got a lot of stories out here about Spygate, and you know that's been in the news, and of course Welch went before Spector and also the commissioner today to talk about the various different things that he did while being there as a Patriot employee. But you know these Patriots more than anybody else. You know, you helped them earn over 3 Super Bowl rings as an assistant with the New England Patriots. How have you felt about that, since that's a team that's been dear to your heart?
Well, it's just, it's crazy that this is still going on, you know, almost a year after, you know, a year after it came out, you know. So you're allowed to videotape from the press box. You're not allowed to videotape from the field. So when they were bringing up, like when you saw those films, the videos on ESPN today, it was like a joke. It was when Drew Bledsoe was quarterback in the old Foxborough Stadium in 1999. Those tapes weren't even, I mean, we're talking about, it's 2008, and we're talking about that they're videotaping from 8 years ago, 9 years ago, and it's, and people are, yeah, they're still talking about this a year later. So I guess they're off of Barry Bonds, and they're off of, Cal Ripken Jr., and they're off of all this other things, and now they're back on the Spygate because there's nothing else to talk about. No one's been arrested in the NFL, so
yeah, so they have to go to that.
The media is going to stay on this.
Yeah,
you know, I'd rather see a lot of the stuff. There's a lot more going on that's positive in the NFL that,
exactly,
that media could be doing, spending time on. You know, like kids, like your son, going out and doing things for kids around the country. Ike Taylor putting on camps. Ike Taylor giving out thousands of dollars to poor kids to be able to go and, you know, go live their dream. I mean, I can name 100 guys. James Ferrier doing the exact same thing, and so could you. But you'll never hear about that because that doesn't sell.
Why we have the Sports Maverick Show, because we try to talk between the lines. You know, you've got your what I call your sensationalist sports reporting, you know, unless it's going to sell news, they won't talk about it. And then you've got over here, on the other hand, where people particularly, you know, you hear it from pretty much, you know, the what's going on out there in numbers and games and things like that, but nobody talks about the real success stories, who these people are and what they bring to the table. And just for your information, you know, June is going to be a very special month and for the NFL and the NBA, because you know, Max is involved with Max Starks and Pittsburgh Steelers, and Ira Neubel are coming together with their peers in Orlando to basically promote literacy, not only in the United States and Darfur and places like that, but also around the globe. And they'll be here. They'll have a golf tournament, celebrity golf tournament, the week of the 20th to the 22nd. And then the next week will be a football camp that will pay actually homage to maybe 500 kids from around the state, and some kids coming as far as from Michigan, Ohio, and California to participate in. And I'll send you some information on that so you can be up on that as well. But there's some exciting things going out there, and there's a lot of philanthropy out there, and there's a lot of really good people in the NFL, in the NBA, and in baseball that we just don't hear stories about, you know. So we try to bring those stories and to here to Sports Maverick to bring that information. Now I'm going to digress a little bit, and let's talk about injuries in sports. Now, Coach, you know for a fact, if they're training early, they probably got a greater potential for injuries early. Would you agree with that, Dr. Thomas?
Yes, that's been my experience, especially since I moved to Florida. I'm also a newcomer to Central Florida.
Oh, okay.
And I've observed that children here play sports year-round because the weather is conducive to that. So I see children, you know, as young as five with sports injuries.
So we hear a lot about the knees. Talk to us a little bit about the knees. And, again, let's talk about prevention and treatment of knees.
The knee is a very complex joint. It's the most complex joint in the body because it has several ranges of motion. It's not just a hinge that swings back and forth, but it has rotational forces on it. And it has structures that are like shock absorbers that are commonly torn. The knee has something they call a meniscus, which sits between the joint. There are two of them. And this is probably the most commonly torn portion of the knee. The cruciate ligaments are also commonly injured, particularly in females. Anatomically, females are more prone to get meniscus tears than men are when they're athletic. There's nothing that's going to end your goals and aspirations more quickly than a serious injury. And the knee is the most vulnerable part of the body to be injured. So this is something that one must be precautioned against. I actually have experienced disability, not athletically, but through the loss of my kidney function and removal of my kidneys, which inspired me to write my autobiography, God Spare Life. And it's just a miracle that I'm here today, 17 years after having both my kidneys removed for cancer.
Unbelievable.
So you never know when disability and injury is going to strike you. And in the world of sports, it can really put an end to your career. I think we all remember when Theismann broke his tibia on the field. That's a scene that will be replayed in my mind again and again. Certainly, it obviously one wants to warm up prior to it participating in any athletic event, and so you want to make sure that your joints are ready, your body's ready for the activity, that you're stretched out so your ligaments are not tight and they're not more prone to popping or giving way. And that you're prepared, you know, for the playing field in that manner. And certainly the coaches and trainers are excellent at making sure the athletes know how to do this properly. So warming up is key. Strengthening, we've talked a lot about strengthening here, strength and speed. Strengthening is also critical because the only structures that keep the knee stable are the muscles in the leg, the thigh muscles. So they have to be as strong as possible in order to prevent injury.
Okay, we're going to take a little break here. We're going to continue this conversation. We're talking about knees and prevention and treatment, and we've got two great guests here tonight, Coach Tom Shaw from the ESPN sports facility at Disney, and also Dr. Claudia Thomas, who's a specialist on the knees. We'll come back and talk a little bit about this after our break. This is Ida Moya, your host. You're listening to the Sports Maverick Show.
Can agree.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neill. He's at the
shot.
Got it with 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
In a landscape dominated by male talk show hosts, the Sports Maverick Show with host Ida Moyer, a.k.a. the Oprah of sports, has consistently offered a new dimension to sports since the year 2000. Ida's new five-part CD series entitled Survival Guide for Student Athletes from High School, College to the Pros is a must-have for every parent with an elite athlete. The Sports Maverick Show is where the best gets better on and off the field. Order your survival guide today. Log on to www.pro-readycoach.com. That's PROREADYCOACH.com. Pro-readycoach.com.
The fans now have a voice to speak their mind. No holds barred.
They need to bitch his ass and then move on.
I just think that the coach made a mistake.
All crazy.
NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL. Speak up.
Speak up.
Or forever hold your mouth.
We ain't playing around here.
Voice America Sports.
You are listening to the Sports Maverick Show with Ida Moyer. If you would like to join the conversation today, please call now. The number is 1-866-472-5787. That's 1-866-472-5787. Now, back to the Sports Mavericks.
Welcome back to the Sports Maverick Show. It's Ida Moyer, your host, and you're listening to the Sports Maverick Show. We have our topic tonight, past, present, and future, with Coach Tom Shaw. We've been talking about his major move to the Disney area, to the ESPN new facility as of today, as well as Dr. Claudia Thomas talking about protecting the athlete's knees. Now, at our break, Dr. Thomas, you were talking about the actual strength training, which is very good in terms of preventing injuries. Talk a little bit about how much pressure can a knee take in training.
The knee can take an amazing amount of pressure. I know people who can press with their legs a couple hundred pounds, but this has to be a gradual strengthening. The problem occurs when the weekend warrior goes into the gym and you know, starts with 100 or something pounds, and then they end up in my office that Monday. The strengthening should be gradually increased, and it's a very, very important part of stability, because as I mentioned before, without the strength of the thigh muscles, the knee will be very, very weak and sloppy. The strength of the knee actually comes from building up your quadriceps in particular and your hamstrings, and that's what provides stability. Not just for running back and forth, but for the side-to-side motions that you see in sports such as football, the so-called cutting, which puts a side-to-side stress on the knee and can damage the meniscus or cruciate ligament structures.
Now, we also hear, and you said before the break, that some of these injuries are more prone to female athletes. So we know that the ACL is one of the biggest injuries for females. Talk a little bit about that, because clearly, you know, there's more women and girls playing sports than ever before. And, of course, you know, we're seeing speed, power, and intensity of women's sports have dramatically increased over the past decade. So we're seeing more women complaining now about the problems with their knees. So is a woman's anatomy of the knee different than a man's?
The anatomy is a bit different. The structure is different, and the strength is different. And a woman will rarely have the development, the muscular development, that a man will have. We are also more prone to problems with our kneecaps because we tend to be a bit more knock-kneed than men, and this takes the patella on a sideways track, which predisposes it to rubbing a little bit and causing some symptoms of knee pain. But the most devastating injury for a female athlete, and most commonly devastating injury, is that anterior cruciate ligament, or ACL, tear. The ligaments of the knee, including the meniscus and the cruciate ligaments, will not heal. They have very little blood supply, and so once they're torn, they're torn. And if you're an athlete, then this generally means you're going to have some type of surgical intervention to repair that tear. If you're somebody who just occasionally participates in sports, a casual person, then you might be able to live with the tear if you're willing to modify your activity and lifestyle. But for my athletes that come in with injuries to the meniscus or cruciate ligament, they often will require surgery to trim away the torn part and to get them back into play as soon as possible.
Now, how can you prevent ACL injuries?
The hamstring is the muscle, or actually the muscles, because there are multiple hamstrings. The hamstring group of muscles is the most important group of muscles for adding stability in that anterior-posterior direction. The anterior cruciate ligament is a structure that keeps the tibia from shucking forward on the femur. And when the hamstrings are strong in the back of the knee, they will help supplement the strength of the anterior cruciate ligament and reduce the risk of injury when that ligament is strained. So hamstring strengthening is critical for that. And, of course, as I mentioned before, prior to any play, the proper warm-up is very, very important so that you're not going out on the field cold and predisposing yourself to injury in that fashion.
Now, what about proper nuclear muscular, like balance and speed training? I mean, the proper training would include, I'm sure, squats, lunges, stiff legs, things like that. What other things can be done? You know, because, I mean, Tom, of course, knows a lot about this because he's an expert at that. But what other things can be learned in terms of the balance and speed?
The balance issue can be improved with something called proprioception, which literally means position sense. And you can train a knee, an ankle, a body part, a joint that does not have inherent stability, that relies primarily on tendons and ligaments for its stability, to recognize when it's coming under extreme stress that may be damaging, and to fire the muscles that would counteract that stress by training the receptors for position sense or proprioception. So this gets into balance training and the preventive training in that regard. This is very helpful for preventing injuries as well in someone who's professionally out there stressing their body on a regular basis.
Now, Coach, strength and power training, those are essential, particularly in basketball and in football sports, and I'm sure it's track as well. What is strength training? I mean, what is the key to strength training, Coach?
Well, the whole purpose to do strength training is to keep you from being injured in your sport. And too many times you've got a lot of high school kids that think they need to be muscle heads and be muscle bound, and they get real, real stiff. And then now their bodies aren't able to move fluently, so when they plant, there's always a risk of injury because they're not flexible and they're just muscle bound. And I think that's a big difference, is that we train to be athletes. There's no one here that wants to be a muscle head. Everyone wants to have abs. Everyone wants to look pretty with their shirt off. But no one is training to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger. You know, everybody that we have want to look like Deion Sanders and Ike Taylor. And, you know, they want to look like athletes and not big muscle-bound kids. And I think that's what we do that's in our program, that we train that's specific to your position. We're not training if he's a defensive back or he's a wide receiver or she's a point guard, we're training position-specific work, which is what Doc was telling you, that everything has to be done at their position. So their body will adapt to that stress. And once you apply a stress to it, then you don't always have injuries. And I think that's a big difference in a lot of things that people are doing nowadays, is trying to do position-specific work, and I think that's going to start helping female athletes from getting injured. Now, saying that, there's a point guard and a two-guard. There has never been in the NBA a point guard and a two-guard that's been able to come back and play as effective and start in the NBA after they've had an ACL injury. Now, a 3, 4, and 5, they can come back and they can play at that same level. But the point guard, they're moving too fast down the court. They have to make cuts. They have to do different things. Where a center and the two forwards, those kids, they get down, they post up. They don't have to do the same things that the point guards do. So they've never been able to come back after an ACL injury.
Now, is that because... I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's because the court is not forgiving, where grass is forgiving. So you could tear an ACL, and you could play 10 more years in the NFL, but the grass is forgiving. The court is not forgiving. If you watch ESPN every night, you'll watch some of these guys. They're sitting on the court icing their knees. 23-year-old LeBron James has got his feet in ice buckets, and his knees are iced up during games because, you know, their knees are taking such stress. So it's not the greatest thing to play on.
Well, let's take a look at basketball training versus football training. I think basketball players, they're incredible athletes. We know that they're fast, they're agile, they're lean, and they also have excellent endurance and powers, you know, of recovery. But other than strength, speed, and power, basketball players must possess, I'm sure, excellent endurance. So that's really where the knees come in being important, I would think, wouldn't it, Dr. Thomas?
Yes. They take a lot of pounding, and when I see 50- and 60-year-old men who played a lot of basketball in high school and college without the proper strengthening or coaching, you know, they didn't have the advantages of having the expertise of someone like Tom Shaw. You can tell by the time they get to be 50 or 60, their knees are gone. And they have arthritis that's irreversible. And it's from the pounding up and down. You know, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. If you remember physics, force equals mass times acceleration. So when you're pounding down and running onto a wooden floor, which, as Coach is saying here, is not as resilient, does not give way like grass, then you have more force going across your knees. And that will eventually wear out the cartilage in your knee, not the meniscus, not that cartilage, but the permanent cartilage that coats the end of your bone like a chicken leg bone.
Okay.
And that is what arthritis is wearing away of that cartilage cap. If you think of the end of a chicken leg bone, that white, shiny piece of cartilage is healthy. When it's healthy, it glides, moves back and forth, doesn't grate, doesn't crack, doesn't make noise. But after years and years of pounding, it's like you took an emery board and started rubbing it away. And that is arthritis, and that is painful. So we often will see the results of wear and tear over the years in that fashion from people who have been playing mainly basketball or who have had football injuries. The football players who I see that have problems usually had to have an injury to really have a problem.
Now, going back to the football training coach, strength training is very important, I'm sure, but explosive power is probably the most important thing in football because of the interval type, you know, periods, you know, in other words, versus a long distance runner. Coach, how do you, you know, maximize that in football? And I guess the explosive power is not as important, I think, in basketball, or is it?
Oh, no, in every sport that moves forward requires explosive power. So it's hockey, tennis. Your first step is the most important step out of your break, your first step to the soccer ball. Everything requires explosive power. So if your first step is the most important part, Max has got to get out of his stance to be able to beat a defensive end. You know, Ike Taylor's got to be able to break on a ball. So his first step out of his break is the most important step. And I think you get explosive power. Everything goes back to the exact same my principles of training. The higher you vertical jump, the farther you standing long jump, the more explosive you are. And the 40-yard dash measures explosive power. It doesn't measure speed. So the more explosive you are, the more powerful you are, the better athlete you're going to be. And so if young kids out there, they need to work on vertical jump and standing long jump. Doesn't matter how pretty they run. The more explosive you are, the faster you're going to run a 40-yard dash. So work on your verticals, work on your standing long jumps. And go to sparktraining.com, and they'll have plenty of videos on what to do.
And how
to train for that.
Okay, well, we're coming to our next break here, and boy, it comes so quick, and our conversation is going so well here. Parents, I know you're listening out there and taking a lot of great notes, and if you've got any questions, go ahead and email us at info@sportsmaverick.com, and we'll try to get your questions to our guests here. Again, this is Ida Moya, your host. You're listening to the Sports Maverick Show. We'll be back in three.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
In a landscape dominated by male talk show hosts, the Sports Maverick Show with host Ida Moyer, a.k.a. the Oprah of sports, has consistently offered a new dimension to sports since the year 2000. Ida's new five-part CD series entitled Survival Guide for Student Athletes from High School, College to the Pros is a must-have for every parent with an elite athlete. The Sports Maverick Show is where the best gets better on and off the field. Order your survival guide today. Log on to www.pro-readycoach.com. That's PROREADYCOACH.com. Pro-readycoach.com.
Hey, Dad.
What?
I can't get the ketchup bottle open.
Here, let me try. Here you go.
Thanks.
You don't have to be a hero to be a hero. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
With 2.8 seconds left to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Cover everything. Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
You are listening to the Sports Maverick Show with Ida Moyer. If you would like to join the conversation today, please call now. The number is 1-866-472-5787. That's 1-866-472-5787. Now, back to the Sports Mavericks.
Welcome back to the Sports Maverick Show. It's Ida Moyer, your host, and we are having a wonderful time into our last half an hour here talking to Coach Tom Shaw, of course, at Disney ESPN, and also talking to Dr. Claudia Thomas, new transplant to Florida, and she is the first Afro-American and female ever to be an orthopedic surgeon in this country, and she specializes in athletes' knees and you know, the soft tissues and things of that nature. I want to welcome both my guests back to the show, and as we get into this last half an hour here, Coach, tell us a little bit about how we can reach you, and everyone out there is listening because they want to know how to reach you. I'm sure there's a lot of high school seniors out there that are looking for special programs to get into, and you shared the Spark program with them, and then also there's kids out there that are getting ready to start, you know, their first year in college, and they're looking for answers as well. So, you know, tell them how they can reach you, and then if you're talking to some of those aspiring athletes out there, tell them what they need to be doing right now, Coach.
Well, I think the best way for kids to reach us is to go to CoachTomShaw.com. If they're looking for information on training programs, you can go to NikeGridiron.com, and that has my whole weight training program. And then SparkTraining.com has videos about training, and it's all for free. None of that's going to cost you any money. That's the difference with a lot of the stuff. Everyone's out to make money, and but Ike Taylor pays me to give free information to kids. So, I mean, I have great athletes that are involved in my program, and they supplement my income by helping kids, and that's a big thing. So Ike has really been involved with SparkTraining.com. If they just go on there, they'll see ball drops. How do I do starts? There'll be 10 different things they can do on starts, different ladder drills. What do I need to do to get first step explosion? You just type in. Boom, it'll pop up. It might give you 15 videos from coaches all over the country. And it's all for free. They don't have to pay. All they have to do when you go to the Nike Gridiron site is put your name and a password in, and that's so you can get your own training program, your own free weight training program, the exact same program that the New England Patriots have been on since 2001. So it's the exact same weight training program. So all they have to do is plug in a couple numbers, their height, their weight, and they're on that site. They got a training program that they could report back to, and it'll keep it on the computer for them. So if they're motivated and they want to do stuff like that, it's all free. Everything's taken care of. SparkTraining.com, CoachTomShaw.com, and NikeGridiron.com.
Excellent. And we just got a question in for you, Coach. And the question is that you talked about football, you talked about basketball, but what about track training? Because they said, is it different for different events, and is it the same that you need power and endurance?
Yeah, I think in any sport, whether it's the sprints and the jumps, you have to be explosive. Now, obviously, we're training completely different than a track kid. We're running a 40-yard dash, so we got to maintain a forward lean position for 40 yards. We're in track, they're trying to come up before 40 yards, maintain speed through 80, and then try to finish with whatever they have left. Because no one can maintain a forward lean past 60 yards. And that was the difference between Carl Lewis and everyone else in the world, is Carl, it looked like he was running away from people at the finish line. But he actually, what he was doing, he was maintaining his forward lean position, his drive phase, a lot longer than other people. So other people were coming straight up and down, which is they were maintaining what they had and actually decelerating toward the end of the finish. So in the 40, it's completely different. And then the 60 in baseball, you've got to maintain a forward lean as long as you can, and that's how you're going to run faster. There's only two ways to increase speed, so if that'll answer it. You have to increase stride length, and you have to increase stride frequency. Stride length is how far you reach out on every step, and stride frequency comes by you just moving your elbows faster. Calvin Johnson ran the 40-yard dash in 17 strides. Deion Sanders ran it in 18. Ike Taylor, 18. Chris Johnson from Olympia High School ran it in 18 strides. So let's say every kid out there in the country ran the 40-yard dash in 20 strides. If I can increase his stride length, this is the whole premise of my program, if I can increase stride length by 2 inches on every step that kid takes, 2 inches times 20 strides is 40 inches, and that's the difference of 0.2 seconds. So instead of a kid running 4.8, now they're running 4.6 just by taking it 2 inches, adding 2 inches to every step that he takes. So that's what we try to do. And how do you get stride length? You got to get explosive. The vertical in your standing long jump has to go up.
Has to go up in that respect. Now, I don't know if this question is for you or the doctor, but someone's asking a question about lactate threshold, saying is that something that has to be improved as well in track? Doctor, can you answer that? It's called lactate threshold.
I think lactic acid is a form of anything over 60 yards. So, I mean, it's hard to increase lactate.
Okay.
They may be talking about that. Lactic acid buildup is a result of physical exercise and will often cause some leg cramps that people commonly experience after exercise. But I'm not quite sure what this.
And they just said that they've been told they need to train to improve their lactate threshold.
We all knew that. That's when you start to, you really start to get fatigued during a race, and that's all that comes is from doing intervals and doing more and more and more until your body adapts to that stress.
So it's sort of like actually accurately predicting performance, say in an endurance event or something like that.
Yeah.
So I mean what your potential is there.
Well, your body. That's why kids go get massages at the end of each day. Track kids, because what they're trying to do is move the lactic acid from the muscle. It's lactic acid is your body's ability to cast itself. So it's putting a cast on your leg. It's saying, oh, no, you're not using me today. You wore me out yesterday, so now I am too sore to move the next day, and you are not using me. And that's your body's ability to cast itself. So it puts its leg so you get stiff. And, you know, it's hard to improve that unless you're just going out there and running. Otherwise, kids could get on steroids like the past 15 years of the United States Olympic team. Everyone's tested positive, and that's the best way to get rid of lactic acid.
But we're not encouraging that, are we, Coach?
Not at all.
That's the big thing. So
I would just
it's
add
hard
that
to increase
that reaction
increase
is there for a reason, and you know, it can give you warnings of potential tissue damage. So it's not a pain. It's a painful thing to experience. It's not something that should be ignored, although it is possible to build up your tolerance.
Now, doctor, you've been doing a lot of great things out there, not only in diversity and relationship to medical doctors, but you've been doing a lot of things in the orthopedic area. You've got quite a few books. Why don't you share some of your books that you've written?
Well, my most recent publication is my autobiography, God Spare Life, which stems from an expression that I learned when I lived in St. Thomas. I've lived in a number of interesting places where people will say, see you tomorrow, God spare life, which means if God spares life. So being on St. Thomas during Hurricane Hugo really drove that message home to me. because as ravaged as the island was, God did spare life, and God has also spared my life from kidney failure and cancer in both my kidneys, which I have managed to survive for 17 years. The book is available online at Amazon.com and at WMEbooks.com, and your listeners can find out more about me at my blog, which is claudiathomas.typepad.com. That's claudiathomas.typepad.com. And once again, God Spare Life is available at WME Books and Amazon.com.
And is it, okay, wonderful. So now, again, what we're looking at here today is that we've got two experts here that are talking about how to, number one, prepare yourself properly with training techniques as well as watching and listening to your body. And I want to thank both of you for being with us this evening. It's just been a delight to be with you, and I hope you don't be a stranger to Sports Maverick as we move, of course, into our new millennium of 5 years here, certainly, and begin to take our show a little bit more on the road here when we move to television. But I want to thank you both for being here, and I thank you again to share your wisdom as well as your long-term training and insight on life with our listeners out there. So, again, folks, it's the end of another wonderful show. We'll be back here Tuesday at 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, again, come back and hear what we're talking about is sports between the lines. This is where you get the information on our heroes in sports, and you hear straight from them. Again, this is Ademoye, your host, and you have been listening to the Sports Maverick Show.
Thank you for joining Ida Mouyeh and the Sports Maverick Show. We hope you enjoyed today's conversation. If you have a question or a story you'd like to share with Ida, you can email her at sportsmavericks@yahoo.com. sportsmavericks@yahoo.com. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next week.